You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Republican congressmen in New Jersey are fighting to hold on to their seats in rare competitive battles. Money is pouring into both the Democratic and Republican campaigns, and the national parties believe New Jersey is a key battleground state in the November midterms. For an update on the races, we are joined by WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Jamie.
How many of these congressional seats are really in danger of flipping from red to blue?
There are 5 seats held by Republicans in New Jersey and 7 by Democrats. None of the Democratic seats are considered competitive races. Of the 5 GOP seats, 2 sitting representatives are stepping down, Rodney Frelinghuysen and Frank Lobiondo.
Right.
And both of those races are expected to flip Democratic. That leaves 3. The Leonard Lance and Tom MacArthur races are considered too close to call. And Chris Smith, the dean of the New Jersey delegation who's held his seat for 40 years, is facing a strong competitor. His seat is considered the safest, but this year, that's not very safe.
So wait a minute, Nancy. Are you saying there's a real possibility that 5 seats would flip and there wouldn't be a single Republican representing New Jersey in Congress next year?
Yes, I am. Look at what's considered the safest Republican seat. The incumbent Chris Smith is facing Josh Well, who fits into the category of candidates that the Democratic Party is pushing all over the country. Young, a veteran who served in Afghanistan. He has foreign relations experience, private tech business experience, impressive college degrees. He's conventionally attractive. And as we've been reporting for the last year, suburban Democrats are super energized about this midterm election. So Smith can't afford to make any mistakes. And he's already made one.
One mistake. What was that?
He was confronted by a young woman at a high school appearance last spring, and a video surfaced of it recently, in which he appears to be saying that children would be better off in orphanages than adopted by gay parents.
Wow, that could be a problem with voters from either side of the aisle. Why do you say he appears? Don't we know what he actually said?
The video that's making the rounds in various media included a section where he says his opposition to gay adoptions hasn't changed. And then he says orphanages are still an option. A mortified teenager then says, "Are you saying an orphanage is better than gay adoption?" And then the video cuts off before there's an answer.
Hmm.
That got a lot of headlines, but Smith's campaign released the whole tape. And after the student asked the question, Smith says, "No, Lord, no."
Ah.
What he does say is that he's opposed to faith-based adoption agencies being required to serve same-sex couples. This is a pretty standard strategy that conservatives take when opposing gay rights, that people shouldn't be required to participate in something they oppose, even if it violates civil rights.
Right. So what about the Leonard Lance and Tom MacArthur races? How are those going?
These are going to be bloody dogfights. Tom MacArthur led the Affordable Care Act repeal in Congress, and that, along with his alliance with Trump, has made him popular with the conservative Ocean County side of the district. But opposition to Trump is very strong in Lance's district, and MacArthur is going to have a tough time with the populous Philly suburbs in his.
So what exactly does the Republican strategy entail at this point?
Both MacArthur and Lance are attacking their Democratic challengers as carpetbaggers because both of them spent their careers until now in Washington. But they both grew up in their districts. Here's how Tom Malinowski, who's running against Lance, responded when I asked him about it.
I grew up in New Jersey. I went to public school in New Jersey. My mother lives here. My father is buried here. I find it offensive that anyone would question my ties to New Jersey.
And MacArthur's carpetbagger attacks on Democrat Andy Kim skirt dangerously close to being racist.
How so?
First, he put out a flyer saying Andy Kim is not one of us, which MacArthur says was about him moving into the district. But to say that against a Korean American in a district that's 85% white is problematic. And just this week, MacArthur sent out a postcard that says, quote, "Something is real fishy about Andy Kim." And the "real fishy" words are in a font that slightly resembles old-style Chinese restaurant lettering that is supposed to look Asian. You know, sometimes people refer to it as chop suey lettering.
Oh.
The postcard lettering hints at the style, but doesn't really go all the way.
WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jamie.
And you can visit wnyc.org/elections to see all of our coverage.